AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran's semi-official news agencies published a chart suggesting the Revolutionary Guard placed sea mines in the Strait of Hormuz during the war. It's seen as a likely pressure tactic ahead of possible negotiations in Islamabad. The shaky ceasefire has been largely holding between the U.S., Israel, and Iran. Israel insists the agreement does not apply to their war against Iran-backed Hezbollah militants in Lebanon and have escalated deadly strikes there, leading Iran to claim it is violating the deal. NATO's Mark Rutte says allies are doing everything the U.S. is asking.
But what I see when I look across Europe today is allies providing a massive amount of support, basing, logistics, and other measures to ensure the powerful U.S. military succeeds in denying Iran a nuclear weapon and degrading its capacity to export chaos.
Iran closed the Strait of Hormuz again in response to Israeli attacks against Hezbollah in Lebanon. Inflation is sapping the purchasing power of Americans.
The Commerce Department says personal spending rose a solid 0.5% in February from the previous month before adjusting for inflation. But workers' incomes slipped 0.1% in February. That's the first decline since October. Also, a key measure of inflation, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, rose 0.4% in February from the previous month. That's before the war in Iran spiked gas prices, and that's a sign that everyday costs were higher before the conflict began. On Friday, the government releases the Consumer Price Index for March. It will be the first report to reflect the impact of higher gas prices from the Iran war. Donna Water, Washington.
The Commerce Department is downgrading fourth quarter GDP growth to 0.5%. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is Markets in a Minute. Oil prices are climbing back towards $100 a barrel, while stock markets are slowing down following their big gains from a day before. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The modest pullback came as the U.S., Iran, and Israel appeared to disagree on the details of the two-week ceasefire announced a day earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 131 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.2%. Trading in crude oil markets was more anxious. The price of Brent crude jumped 4.7% to $99 a barrel. It was trading at about $70 a barrel before the war started. Seth Soutell, New York.
Megan Maroney, Miranda Lambert, and Ella Langley lead the way in nominations for the Academy of Country Music Awards. The ceremony is in May in Las Vegas. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.